Aaron, you know, hepatitis C, the incidence of it are on the rise in Alaska. Are you seeing that in Petersburg as well?
We are seeing it in Petersburg as well as throughout Alaska. Southeast Alaska saw a pretty big spike in the last couple of years. The last bulletin we received from the Section of Epidemiology looked at Alaska rates between 2011 and 2015, and they noticed that there was an increase in the number of young people, 18 to 29 years of age, that are having hepatitis C. And so we wanted to talk to people about that today, why that's happening, and what people can do to get tested to see if they have hepatitis C, what some of the symptoms of hepatitis are, what some of the treatments can be, and what your resources are available in the community for hep C testing.
Is it thought that the increase in incidence is because of needle sharing and IV use?
That is definitely a prevalent theory that why we're seeing this increase in the younger people. It's not just needle sharing, though. It's also sharing of the works that people use the needles with. So we're looking at not just needles, but just things like the cotton, what they call cookers, water ties, alcohol swabs. These things can be shared, and potentially hep C could be on them. Hep C is very difficult to kill. And so also things like fingers. So fingers that come in contact with infected blood can be spread hep C. And then surfaces, so anything where you're preparing for IV drug use, the surfaces themselves can contain hep C on them. So
Kat, can you talk a little bit about what are the symptoms of hepatitis C?
So often, many times, people with hepatitis C do not have any symptoms. If they have an acute infection, they can appear anytime from 2 weeks to 6 months after any exposure. If they have chronic hepatitis C, then it can take decades to develop. But if they do have symptoms, they can include fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dark urine, gray-colored stools, joint pain, and jaundice.
And Liz, if people are suspecting they might have hep C, you can come in and be tested here in Petersburg?
We are offering to anybody in the community, if they want to be tested for hepatitis C, they don't need a physician appointment. They can just come to the laboratory as a self-referral, and the test is free, the blood draw is free. We send the specimen off to the state lab, and they do a hepatitis C antibody test, and if it is positive, they will genotype it, because that will determine the best course of treatment. If you're exposed and you are positive for the virus, then there are different types of medication protocols that they use depending on what genotype is present. The results on a positive will be called to the person that is being tested, and negative results will be available through the patient portal.
So patients often don't know they have it. How is it often found? Or does it show up in blood screening that happens like at the health fair or something like that normally, or what?
It can be found through just normal screening. We occasionally see people who come in for life insurance physicals, and they're in their 40s or 50s, and they're getting a life insurance screening test, and that includes hepatitis C, and they'll get notified that way. Sometimes it's because of an abnormal liver enzyme. It's just a minor abnormality that's not related to a medication. Then they'll pursue the abnormal liver enzyme to see what the cause is and do hepatitis testing. And hepatitis C, if it's caught early, is treatable. That's the magic of science. It's amazing. 20 years ago, there really wasn't any treatment for hepatitis C. So we're very fortunate to be able to have options for treating. The problem is when it starts to become of a more chronic condition, and then there's damage to the liver. At some point, that treatment may not be as effective. So it's important to be tested early and treated early to prevent the spread.
Aaron, what else is important to know about this disease?
So it's really important to know that if you have a positive hep C or reactive hep C result, that you do need to follow up with a primary care physician or a specialist. A medical evaluation is usually expected, and they're going to check your health and also your liver. And they'll discuss treatment options and strategies with you. And they're probably going to monitor your liver health for the rest of your life just to make sure that your liver is working properly. You want to consider maybe getting the vaccination for hepatitis A and the vaccination for hepatitis B to help protect your liver if you haven't already. You want to make sure you're reducing alcohol consumption, because alcohol on the liver can be hard already if you're not dealing with hepatitis, and then you add hepatitis to that and it can make it more difficult for your liver. You want to make sure you avoid any new medications, including over-the-counter medications or herbal medications, unless you talk to your healthcare provider first to make sure that that's not going to also harm your liver. And then they also recommend that you get HIV risk assessment and testing, because when you're fighting one infection, it's also makes you more predisposed to possibly obtaining another infection like HIV. If you're overweight, you want to consider making sure that you lose weight and you're on a weight management program and that you follow a healthy diet and that you're staying physically active, and that's going to help your body and ultimately your liver. And then they recommend, if you do have hepatitis C, that you not donate blood, tissue, or semen, and that you don't share equipment or personal items that could come in contact with your blood. So things like toothbrushes, dental appliances, blood glucose monitoring machines, razors, or nail clippers.